Joined now by Dave Leventhal, senior political reporter for the Center for Public Integrity. Good morning to you, Dave.
Hey, good morning to you.
All right, Dave, an investigative subcommittee has been formed to look into Congressman Chris Collins and the allegations of insider trading, among other allegations. What do you make of this move?
It's not surprising, but it's taken such a long time. And that's the one thing that everyone should know about these types of committees. Oftentimes, they are very slow to act. It can take months, even into years, for a committee like this to be assembled, if it's assembled at all. So the very mere fact that Chris Collins is facing this type of internal inquiry by the U.S. House of Representatives, again, not surprising given the charges that are against him, but somewhat surprising in that it's even happening. What really triggered this was the indictment on insider trading charges that he's facing. There's a rule that effectively says that a committee like this has to be assembled within 30 days of charges coming down, and or it has to release a report. You should know that last year there was an indication that the congressional committee was going to go forward and investigate this, but there was never any resolution of the sort that we now do have.
Let's look at precedent, if we can, here for just a moment. Obviously, there's a certain timing issue involved here when it comes to Congressman Collins. He's suspended his campaign. But let's look back maybe a little bit at other types of situations that have gone to this point inside the Congress. What can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, there have been situations. I think Charlie Rangel would be one in New York where the ethics panel has gone forward, and they have definitely taken action of some sort against one of its own members. But of all the different investigations of this sort that take place, or inquiries of this sort that take place, the vast majority of them really don't go anywhere. And it's also possible, too, that nothing will happen with this particular House investigation of Chris Collins. One thing that had been asked of the committee by the, the Department of Justice is to effectively suspend its activities until the Department of Justice does its work. So it's entirely possible that this will be a moot process, that the paneling of this committee will happen, and then nothing more really will happen because the Department of Justice's actions superseding the actions of the internal House committee.
Dave, I think the last time we talked was when this news first emerged about the insider trading charges against Congressman Collins and some news about Nate McMurray, the Democratic candidate for Congress, that perhaps maybe some money was starting to find its way toward him. What are you hearing about the race in the 27th Congressional District?
There's a lot of people in Washington, D.C. who are watching it very closely. Now, it still remains to be seen how intent national Democrats are going to be on pouring money into this race. There's still a lot uncertain. Will Chris Collins remain on the ballot, his name, even though he suspended his campaign? Who's going to be another Republican who would be on the ballot, if anyone at all? That's still up in the air at this point. And here we are about 2 months out from Election Day, and so much is unsettled here. So it's entirely possible that you could be seeing some national money, even significant national money, coming into this race if Democrats think that the 27th district seat is one that they could pick up. And what we hear in Washington is that they think that there is a decent chance, but also, too, that it's tempered by the fact that the 27th district is a very ruby red district, one of the most Republican districts in New York State. And by virtue of that, they don't want to necessarily throw a whole lot of money into a seat that, despite all the craziness that's happening in this race, would still be for naught because any Republican would beat Nate McMurray, at least in their opinion.
Dave Leventhal is senior political reporter at the Center for Public Integrity, is also a Buffalo Bills fan living in Washington, and he'll be attending a Sunday's Bills-Ravens game in Baltimore. Dave, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.